Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you know it? Do you know it? Hallelujah.
Rest tonight.
don't know what you're fighting with, but I'm always, the devil is always trying to be on my track, if it's no more than with my children, praise God. But, he's a liar, he's a liar, he's a liar. God said me and my whole household going to be saved. And I just bring those children before the Lord, praise God. And I give them over to God, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, because God is on my side, hallelujah. And when I place them in his hands, praise God, the devil can't have them. Hallelujah. That's what makes me so excited. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord tonight over everything that we give him authority over. Praise God. If we try to keep it within ourselves, we can truly make a big mess. But when we place it in the master's hand, praise God, everything is being taken care of. Praise God. I'm still fighting with allergies. Praise God. Keep me in your prayers. Praise God. This allergy season will soon be over. Praise God. But I don't let it stop me. Praise God. I am going on in the name of the Lord, praising him, giving him glory and honor over every part of my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I went to the church today. There were so many of them with this allergy attack. I said, wow, y'all better command this thing to go because it's staying too long. Praise God. We don't accept all this stuff. Hallelujah. Praise God, but I am much better than I was last week. Praise God. Hallelujah, and I thank God for it. Praise God. I thank God for his healing virtue. I thank him that he never leaves us nor forsakes us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He loves me better than any allergy attack that I can even, the devil can try to bring up against me. Praise God, because I'm in him and he's in me. Oh, glory to God. You ought to say that. I'm in him and he's in me. So I am free. I am healed and I am set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. You got to decree some things sometime. Praise God. And then you got to command your day. Praise God. My day is being filled with good things. Hallelujah. Yes. And when I woke up this morning, my day, the blessings of the Lord is being showered down. Praise God on me all day long. There's nothing that I need that God won't supply today. Praise God. And he has. Praise God. He got it all in control. Praise God. He's got it all in control. And I just love him for who he is to us, who he will be to us. Praise God. Because I expect great things from my God. My God is a consuming fire. Praise God. And he can go about, every time I think about you all, let me tell you, every time I think about how God delivered the children of Israel from old Pharaoh, praise God, can you imagine how old Pharaoh was on their track and then that water come there and just as all the children got across the water, covered old Pharaoh and his army up, praise God, and all of Pharaoh's army was drowned in the Red Sea. Awesome God. Awesome God. You don't think God can't do this for you? Oh, I dare you to think, God can do the miraculous. Praise God. He can heal any disease. It's only if we have the faith to believe it. Praise God. If we believe God for the miraculous, God can do it. God can do anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love him for that. Yes, I believe God can do what no other power can do because he's all-powerful, all-knowing. Praise God. And he's all-loving. He has loved me with an everlasting love. You ought to lay your hands on your heart. Say, God, you have loved me with an everlasting love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can't nobody love me like God can. Can't nobody save me like God can. Can't nobody do me like God can. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Praise God, because I am carried away tonight in the soul of spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I do love you. And I do ask for your forgiveness. I ask you, Lord God, to come into the hearts and minds of your people tonight, oh God. Lord God, and move in us mightily, God. Speak through us, oh God. Lord God, let your people hear, God, tonight, oh God, what the Spirit has to say to the church tonight, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we love you, God. Lord God, and we praise you, God. You said you created us to praise you, God. And God, we know that you are the ultimate healer, God. We know, God, that you heal all types of diseases. God, we know, God, that you will stand, oh God, and fight for us, oh God. Oh God, you will take care of everything for us, God. And Lord God, I do lift up every mother, oh God, that have a son behind prison walls, Lord God. Oh Father God, I lift up them up, oh God. Lord God, that they'll turn that thing all over to you, God. And that son, oh God, will call upon the name of the Lord, God, and be set free right there, God. Oh, and then that daughter, God, oh God, behind prison wall, that daughter, oh God, that have children left back here, God. Lord God, I know, God, that you can take care of them, oh God, and you can heal her mind, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, set them free from the drugs and, oh God, all the abuse, God, that they have encountered in life, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father, I know that every drug abuser, oh God, can be set free, God, tonight. God, only if we believe you for it, God. Yes, God, I pray for every mother, God, would bring everything and lay it on the altar before you, God. Leave it there, God. Every hurt that we have encountered in our lives, God, I decree healing, yes, Lord, tonight, oh God. Healing, oh God, over every circumstance, oh God, that have occurred. God, you can bring healing and set us free. And God, I just thank you that you throws our sins in the sea of forgiveness and never to remember them no more. Praise God. I just thank you, Lord God. Oh God, you are awesome. Yes, you are, God. You are awesome. You are awesome in everything that we do and say, God. Because there is no God like you in heaven and earth, oh God. God, you made it, God. Hallelujah, God. And God, I thank you, Lord God, that one day, God, we're going to live in, oh God, yes, mm-hmm. We are right now here living in this paradise and this beautiful world, God, that you have placed us in. But God, we waiting for that mansion, God, you're going to put us in, God. As we praise you and give you all the glory, God. Oh God, you said you got mansions built, oh God, and nothing compared. Hallelujah. Praise God, and nothing compared to where we are now, God. Oh, I thank you for going away, but I thank you, Lord God, for leaving your Holy Spirit in us, oh God, to help us, oh God, in every area of our life, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh God, but I thank you for the mansion that is being prepared for us, God. Oh, mansions, y'all don't understand. A mansion is bigger than you can. Oh, you're going to dwell in a beautiful mansion one day, praise God. That mansion that's being prepared for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, I give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, God. Oh, Father God, set us free from every setback, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, you are God. You are God. You are God. And I give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor belongs to you. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all those that come on every Sunday night, God, to be with us on this time of praise and worship and study in the Word, God. I just thank you for their hearts, oh God, and I just bless them, God. Yes, Lord God. Thank you for everyone. Thank you for their homes, oh God, that their homes are blessed, oh God. Yes, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that they got more than enough, that you are even going to pour out more upon them, God, than they ever expected to, God. Yes, God, you got it. You own the cattle on a thousand hills. And God, oh, Father God, you own all the silver and the gold. God, you own, you can give the abundance, oh, God, to your children, God. Because you said you give good gifts unto your children, God. Yes, God. Oh, God, see, God got me, this wasn't even in my plan tonight, but God got me decreeing some things over you tonight. All you that comes on Sunday night, I decree that the abundance is coming your way tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God. God said bless his people. Yes, he did. And I decree in the name of Jesus, Lord God, everything that you need, everything that you ask in God to do, it shall be done. It shall be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, no weapon formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God, everything that comes upon you, it shall utterly fall. Oh, because the power of God is more powerful, more powerful, more powerful than any other thing. Oh, praise God, praise God. I love you, Lord. I love you. Spirit of the Lord, move in the hearts of your people tonight. Oh, God, yes, Lord God. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Oh, God, speak to their hearts. Speak to them, God. Let them say, here I am, Lord. And, God, you open up their the eyes of their understanding of their hearts, oh, God, Lord, that they'll receive from you all that you have for them to hear, to do, to move. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for your love. It's more than we can even measure. It's more than we can think. Oh, God, your love is so high, Lord, we can't even go over it. It's so low, we can't go under. It's so wide, God, we can't even go around it. So, God, your love, oh, God, just, it's just exuberant to our heart. Oh, God, more than we can, oh, God, explain. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for being our God. Hallelujah. We worship you. Thank you for being our Most High God. Hallelujah. Oh, you are the just and the true God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am carried away right now. I'm going to turn this over to my co-host, Minister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back here with you because I will get back to praising God. Hallelujah. For you. He told me if I bless you, he'll bless me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Peggy.
Thank you, Pastor Vivian George. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Area code 504-347-5797 is our home base number. But to listen to our program, that area code is 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. If you'd like to give us a praise report or you would like for prayer, please press 1. That lets us know that you would like to speak with our pastor and speak with others that would pray with you over your situation. Also on Friday nights at 8 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites. Call this number on Friday night at 8 p.m., 1-714-409-0578. You will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's words on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 8. We do thank you for listening to our radio program, and remember, God loves you. Our prayer request tonight is for people that's having surgery for gallbladders and for eyes. Yes, vision is something that we have to have. It makes the body feel inferior. But we have a vision for Christ, and Christ said to call upon his name. And all of those that's having surgery on their eyes this week or this month, let's keep on praying for heart disease, for diabetes, for cancer, for missionaries that's out there in this world that's spreading the gospel, and grieving. We had quite a few murders in this city this past week, and we just want to take and pray for those parents, for those children that are grieving for their fathers and mothers that has gone, has been taken out of their lives. It's terrible to see the situation, what a gun can do, but it's also our privilege to take and bring those families and those needs to the Lord in prayer. Yes, for the allergies. Yes, We need to pray for people who are suffering with allergies and many other illnesses that's in there, in the body, that's trying to destroy the body. But God gives us a reason to keep on praying. Pray for your neighbors. Your neighbors up and down the street you go live on, just pass. You might not know everybody on the street, but as you're passing their homes, driving through, just remember the number of that house and pray, because we don't know what goes on, but God knows. And just remember we have hope. Hope is something that we can all share. And it's wonderful just to think of what God has given us. We just got through celebrating the resurrection, but it's nothing like hope. Hope is a wonderful gift from God, a source of strength and courage in the face of life's hardships, trials. When we are trapped in a tunnel of misery, hope points to its light at the end. When we are overworked and exhausted, hope gives us fresh energy. When we are discouraged, hope lifts our spirit. When we are tempted to quit, hope keeps us going. When we struggle with crippling disease or a lingering illness, hope helps us persevere beyond the pain. When we fear the worst, hope brings reminders that God is still in control. When we are forced to sit back and wait, hope gives us the patience to trust. Put simply, when life hurts and dreams fade, nothing helps us like hope. And our hope is in Christ. Yes, and He's given us rules and regulations and tells us, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and He will give us peace. In Proverbs 17, it says, it is better to eat a dry crust of bread in peace than to have a feast where there is quarreling. Second verse, a wise servant will rule over the master's disgraceful child and will, when inherit, a share of what the master leaves his children. We can inherit what God gives us, yes, because He gave His life for us. He gave His life in order for us to hear and live for Him. He gave us a challenge. He says, you live for me. I have given you that word. We thank you, Lord, tonight, and we thank you for listening to our program, God's Favorites. Just remember to let somebody know about us, and remember, you can reach us at area code 504-347-5797 after the program. But our real listening number to our program is area code 714-409-0578 on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 8. Isn't it wonderful? We have a God we can call upon. Thank you, and have a wonderful week just praising God for what He's done for you. Each day that you live, it's a miracle that we live these days. It's a miracle because He performed it for us to live. And God is always great. Pastor Vivian George.
Thank you, Minister Peggy. Thank you so much. Bless and praise God. Well, this week is our family night, praise God, Sunday, praise God, when we deal with the family, praise God, hallelujah. You know, many of our youth will be getting out of high school this year, and they will be preparing their minds for college. They're going to be leaving home, and they need our prayers, praise God. They're finishing high school and getting ready to venture out into new ventures. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we need to keep them in your prayer, in our prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to talk about tonight, my title tonight is going to be Marriage and Studentship. Marriage and Studentship. Some of them will get married. Some of them will go on to college. Some of them will marry and go to college or get married in college or whatever. But we need to prepare them for this time of preparation. They are young yet, and they are venturing out. Praise God, praise God. The word say, can a mature student combine marriage with studies? If one is matured and desires earnestly to marry, but is confronted with academics, which ultimately puts pressure on his finances, what should he do to satisfy his marital desires and professions for academic pursuits? So we as family, we as mothers, we should look at that when our children are preparing to step out into a new venture. Praise God. Hallelujah. The two cannot work. What should come first? What should come first? If the two can work, what are the mechanics? These and many other questions have been asked by several youth who are merely seeking direction to their lives. And I do know right now, some students, they start the college and they get a girlfriend, they start living together, and they never finish. They get a child, they never finish their college studies. The following points may help in giving such people some direction. We are to encourage one another. We see a mother child struggling with these academics, try to reach out in some way to help steer them in the right direction. What is marriage? Marriage is God, premeditated and divinely calculated institution designed to form a permanent union between one man and one woman as husband and wife. Monogamy and preeminence are God divine principles for any successful marriage and home. Polygamy was man-made, and it came from Lamech, a descendant of Cain, the rejected and cursed son of Adam and Eve. You know, I never thought about that until I read it. And that's in Genesis 4:19. Let's read that. Praise God. Genesis 4:19. And Lamech took unto him two wives. See, he decided to go from more than just one. See how this two wives comes in. You know, everything that happens in life, it's already been happening in the Bible before time, for our time at least. Let's read that. And Lamech took him unto him two wives. The name of one was Adah, and the name of the other one was Zillah. There where he made his mistake. You need to deal with one. You need to take care of one, and now you done stepped out there and married two. Praise God. Let's go on. What is studentship? The Webster Dictionary defines a student as a person attending an educational institution, one devoted to careful and systematic study, preparing one's life, career, and or profession. Studentship must not be careless living. Studentship is no license to comfort constituted authority. We need to prepare our youth to look into their future. This also help prepare them to make goals. What is their aim? What do they want to do in life? We need to ask children sometime and help them. You know, we ought to be helpers to one another. Sometimes we may not be a parent to them, just passing by, and ask a child, well, what are your plans for life? What do you want to do? Well, you need to, you know, I talked to a young man, and I said, well, now that you have dropped out of college and you have a baby now, you need to go and get some type of skill. You doesn't want to go to college. So you need to find something to prepare you in life. And sometimes children want us to talk to them. Sometimes they don't care to talk to mom, especially if it's from a broken home. They need somebody to talk to them who is sound and who is healthy, you know, so that will uplift them, you know. Praise God. So we need to ask them, what are some of the goals? And all youth are not a college material, but they can go and take up a trade and learn something. Inspire them to go on and do something with their lives. Some is not on the same level as others are. Praise God. Praise God. God didn't make us all the same. Come on now. God didn't make us all the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time. In this time in life, you know, they're going to be falls, but we teach them, hey, if you go out there and you fall, get back up again and keep trying. Keep on kicking. There is always somebody here to help you. You can always come to me. You can always come to mom or dad and say, oh, well, I made this mistake. You know, our youth right now is at a point. They need to be talked to. They need to be steered. As Minister Peggy said earlier, it's so much killing. We need our youth to be steered in the right direction. Praise God. Let's look at the time factor in their lives. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, it said, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. So we let them know there's a time factor. You're getting older now. You're going to get older. You're going to grow, and you're 18 or 19 now. You finish high school, and it's time to, your age is going to start going on up there now. Come on. You need to do something with your life, you know? Look at Psalms 90:12. Praise God. 90:12 says, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. As I said, there are sometimes you might have a fall. But they need to know that there is someone there to help them to get up and to press on. Praise God. We accept the realities of the three stages of life. They got the past, yesterday, infant stage. The present, today, which is now, and their youth. They got their future, tomorrow, and old age. All this must come about in life. Praise God. One has to take decisions about marriage and studentship based upon prevailing circumstances. These include cultural and traditional demand, social demand, natural demand, spiritual demand, and factual realities of life. Praise God. These things must come about in life. So I'm saying tonight that we need to prepare. We need to know how to prepare our youth for this life that they are facing. Praise God. They need to know arrangements of priorities, academics, professions, marriage. The arrangement of these priorities should be based on age and financial considerations. If you don't have enough money to take care of a wife or family right now, try to make some kind of a goal, preparing your mind to work and get a start in life. Praise God. Right sense of values. Why do I want what I want? What is the difference between wants and needs? You know, I feel like some of us parents, we just didn't know how to teach our youth, but we need somebody to teach us. Now, the next one is maturity and preparedness. How to prepare? Teach our youth how to prepare. They don't know. They are trying to find their way now. Have you developed shock absorbance for family life? Things happen, and there are shocks. Oh, I got a baby. I wasn't expecting it. This has slowed down my process in life. Financial visibility. Understand the basic purpose for marriage. What is the purpose? Why are you getting married? Are you truly, is this what you really want to do? For companionship, for sex and enjoyment within the boundaries of marriage, for procreation. There are different reasons why we get married. Number four, advantages and disadvantages. Facts, realities, strains. There's going to be some strains on you. Joys in marriage. There's going to be some joy, and there's going to be some disappointment. There's going to be some hurt. We just need to prepare them. We don't tell them everything. And studentship and how to cope with them successfully. Face the realities of your given situation and circumstances with absolute faith in God. When you step out, first step out with faith that you can do, that you can conquer. Your faith must be in God. Put your faith in God. Carry out your marital and family life program according to God's principle for successful marriage. We can't do anything without God's view. Praise God. And that's found in Ephesians 5:20-33. Let's look at that. 5:20. But ye have not learned. No, that's the wrong one. 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We got to learn how to give God thanks in everything. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit to yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Verse 24, therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Husband loves your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. You know, I have a brother. He stands up on this truth. He teaches his children and his wife before they go out. And he said, the Bible tells me to wash them in the word so when they go out, the word is already in them. Praise God. I love it. Praise God. Amen. That he may present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So all men are to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. This is the great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. I read that because we have so many women, are so much in love with that son that they will, and they just give that daughter-in-law the devil. Oh, they can see no wrong that son does. They put that son up on such a high pedestal when they know he's wrong. We have to be careful. This is not godly principles. Teach him how to love his wife and to stay with his wife. Don't come running back home. That's not what we're supposed to teach them. Be prepared to work very hard and make necessary sacrifices and success. Be successful with your wife and your family. Learn how to live through the oppositions, everything that I taught you before you got married. Learn how to forgive. Learn how to love in spite of. Praise God. There are things we need to teach them as they go on, not bringing them back, but teaching them how to love their wives in spite of. You may succeed in killing two birds with one stone, but not without the same strain and stresses. Praise God. Excuse me. If God is behind you, you will make it. For with God, all things are possible. Teach them that with God, all things are possible. Even if you fail, you know, I was in church one day and a woman got up and she gave a testimony. And she said, you all just don't know how low I've been. I had to go back. My husband is a truck driver. And the truck didn't bring in, and we lost everything that we had, my home, my cars, and I had to go back home to mama. But we back on our feet again. I'm staying there with my husband. We done jumped back out and gone back on our own again. And I just loved it. I just loved that testimony that she gave. You know, a lot of women say, oh, you can't take care of me. If I got to go back home, I will not go back to you. I will not fail with you again on this truck driving business. But she said she's willing to stay right there. Praise God. That's a strong woman. Praise God. She's willing to stand by her husband. You know the Bible, when you get married, you say you live for better or worse through sickness or poor. Oh, all the word comes alive. Praise God. Remember, time waits for nobody. Time don't wait for any of us. And we have to tell them, hey, you don't have time to be playing off and doing all kind of other things, running women. You don't have time for out there drinking with the boys when you want a family or when you're going to college. You need to have a mindset. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mom, don't be as Rebecca did. Love one son more than the other. We know the story. His birthright was stolen from him because the mother helped the other one. She loved the other one more than she did Esau. Praise God. And many other instances I can show you in the Word. That just shows you how we have our favorite. We play favoritism with our children. Praise God. We're not supposed to play. We're supposed to love them all and teach them all how to get along with each other. It's a family unit. Praise God. Prepare them to, not to step back, but keep stepping forward. Don't take sides because you love one more than the other. Give them encouragement that they can make it. You know, if you have spoiled that old son, you know, you have spoiled that son to the place that it's hard to get along with anybody, anybody. But God sees all things and he knows all things. And when that son is so spoiled that he can't get along, he will have hardships on down through life. Praise God. That daughter that cannot get along with her husband will have hardships getting along with her husband. How did you get along with your husband? How did you get along with your husband? Were you obedient? You know, when I got married, I had my cake, the groom's cake, with that scripture in it in Ephesians. Therefore shall a man leave his wife, I mean leave his mother and father and cling to his wife. That was written in the center of the pages. God gave me that. And I just thank God for allowing the word to be at work in me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you really want to please your husband, when you really want to be a wife, then you will allow the word to work in you. But our youth is getting out of high school now, which maybe some of them is out already because May is coming up. And usually a lot of them is out by May. We are to start speaking to them and speaking into their lives and helping them to prepare for the fall now. That they will find, we pray for them, that they will find work across the summer. And they'll work across the summer and make a few dollars to help them along the way when they go into their dorm or when they go away or if they stay at home. Praise God. They are not going away. Praise God. That they will progress just a little bit will help them to progress farther in life, to give them that look forward. Praise God. And they will hear the words that you have spoken into their lives to help them to be, praise God, all that God wants them to be, praise God, hallelujah. Speak into some young person's life this summer before they go back to school this fall, or if they should go back this fall, praise God, or whatever they may be doing. As I say, some may not be college material. Speak to them and tell them to find something where they can find a job. Go take a trade. Be an electrician, but be good at it. Be out there as a construction worker, but be good. Some of them are welders. Be a good welder. Praise God. Go get to welding. Go and go to welding school and take that welding job. You know, in God's eyesight, there is no little youth and big eyes. I don't care whether you go to college or you don't. Hey, you got a job. Praise God. I'm just so glad you all are here with me tonight. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance and may he give you peace this week. I pray God blessings up on you, that you be blessed in your going in, your coming in, your going in, your uprising, your sitting down. I pray that you be blessed in every part of your life, every part of your family life be blessed. That the devil cannot step in there and tear anything from you what God has done for you. Be blessed now. Be back here with us in the study of the word next week. I pray that you have enjoyed the praise. I know I have. And praise God, I just rejoice in the Lord, my Savior, my God. In him will I trust. Praise God. I love you and have a good night. This is God's Favorites radio program coming to you to encourage you in the Lord. Love you. Bye-bye now.